Good afternoon.
Good
afternoon. It certainly is a blessing to be here. The subject that I have on my mind this afternoon is the subject of hope. If we think about America today, people are losing hope. I can tell you that I know of two different families that are losing hope in the institution of marriage. And I remember visiting with a father, and the last thing he said was, well, they're still together under the same roof. People are losing hope in our political system. It was just admitted by Senator Durbin that he was the one that requested 900 pages be removed from the FBI training manual in the fear that it might offend the Muslim community. 900 pages. Being that I'm somebody who's been adopted, I know something about this. There are many children that are just hoping that they might find their biological mother and father. I know my parents who took in foster kids, that there were children that hoped, that waited for the day that their mother and father would come back for. And sadly, that day never came. Or there was a day that I remember when the mother told five kids, I just don't want you anymore. Their hope was no more. I know of a former Nebraska football player that he just talked about the fact that he had been sober for so many years. And he said, for some of you, it may not be a big thing. But he said, you know, I'm 42 years old, and he said, I lived 22 years of that my life not sober. Because he said, I didn't have a hope. You see, hope may be just a four-letter word, but hope is important. Hope is valuable. And I want to talk about hope. I want to define hope. And then I want to describe to you where hope should be. Because I can tell you that where hope isn't. People have tried to run campaigns on hope. And look where it's gotten us. People are hoping right now. And I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. I'm going to start in Lamentations. And see if it sounds like America today. Look at the lament of Jeremiah. I'll just start chapter 1 and just read a couple of verses. And it says here in, how doth a city sit solitary that was full of people? How has she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess, among the provinces, how has she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. That doesn't sound like present a very pretty picture, does it? Now in chapter 3, it says this in verse 8. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. How low can you get to say that? Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. Have you ever been that low to feel like he shutteth out my prayer? He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait and as a lion in secret places. I was the prey. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me into pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as the mark for the arrow. Does that sound encouraging? Does that sound like there's hope right there? No. He hath caused the arrows of this quiver to enter into my reins. And then in verse 15, he says, he hath filled me with bitterness and he hath made me drunken with wormwood. You ever been bitter? There's people that are bitter. Bitter doesn't get you better, my friends. People that are bitter aren't going to get better. You know, so many times it's your attitude. It says, he hath filled me with bitterness. He said, he has upthrown broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. And I forget prosperity. There are people that are hopeless today. They don't know where their hope is. And in verse 18, and I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. That doesn't sound like a very pretty picture, my friends. To be without hope. Now, for me, hope is a confident expectation based upon substantial evidence. Now, I'm going to take it further. Now, when I think about hope, that my hope is also founded in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because without that having my foundation, I can be just like this individual. I can get discouraged. I can get like this. I can get bitter. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. And it says, remember in mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. It's bitter fruit. There's nothing good about this. And this is my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. Now verse 21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. You know, you may be discouraged about the shape of America. You may think there's nothing's going to good. But you know what? We still have the Lord's mercy.
Right.
Guess what? His mercy endureth forever.
Yes,
we can sing that song, for his mercy endureth forever. That's something we can be singing. That's something we can be thankful for. And it said, you know, now I'm going to have to tease Brother Joe here for a minute. I found out last summer that we have a personal family connection. Now, there's sometimes we have to, well, you don't always remember what you say. And people will help recall to your mind. It may be a phone call, or somebody just may tell you. But it says here, this I recall to my mind. You may be discouraged. Your worrying has maybe consumed you. But it says here, it is of the Lord, if it says here, but this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. And if your hope is in the right place, you can remember the Lord's mercy. But if your hope is not in the right place, it doesn't matter if you recall this to mind. If your hope is in Jesus, if you remember that hope is Jesus, you're going to be able to remember that his mercy endureth forever. You can remember his mercies. And it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Because his compassion fail not. I mean, you can think about all the bad things that are happening and reasons you don't have hope. But if you just recall this to my mind, therefore, I have hope. Isn't that wonderful? It says, they are new every morning. Now, everybody's not a morning person. Some people like to sleep in. Some people dread getting up. Me, I like to get up. Now, I can tell you, my daughter also likes to get up. Sometimes she'll wake me up. We have cuddle time on the weekends. And if I'm not up, she'll come and wake me up. But it says they're new in the morning. Every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Now, in Psalms 71, in verse 5, it says, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth." You know, how many times did David find out that God was his hope? The people who served under him didn't help him. That he would lose confidence. There was times when people that David served with, the people served under him, what did they do? They were ready to stone him. I mean, people had lost their families. Instead of, you know, helping him, they were ready to stone him. You know, they were murmuring, they were saying, "Let's stone David." And David would trust in the Lord. His hope was in the Lord. He would say, "Well, I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord," right? But there are sometimes when your friends aren't even going to help you, right? They're going to turn on you. But here it says, "My hope is in the Lord." My friends, if our hope is in the Lord, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter the situation that you're going to be in, you're going to be able to get through it. Amen. You know, when your hope is in the Lord, you're going to be able to walk through the shadow of death, my friends. It may not be as happy as you want to be, it may not be as soon as you want to be, but it says, "I'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me," my friends. Isn't that wonderful news today? I mean, we like to go through trials just as quick as we want. We like to be able to run through trials, but he says, "I'll walk through." And God has promised we'll get through, but he says, "You're going to walk through the valley of shadow of death." Sometimes we don't like to go through trials, my friends, but he says, "I'm going to walk through." That's encouraging. That should give us hope there, my friends. And I want to turn to Hebrews. Elder Mark talked about this, but one of the things that I want to point out, it says here in Hebrews chapter 6, it says in chapter 6 in verse 17, it says, "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation." You want to have a hope in Jesus? You talk about having a strong consolation, my friends. Sometimes we'll have miserable comforters in our friends. But here it says, "We'll have a strong consolation who fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul." You think about the body parts that are talked about in the Bible. Talk about the mind, the heart. But here, it talks about the soul. You think of times when your soul hurts, that you're aching. And here it says, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul." Knowing that Jesus is our hope. Knowing that he is our anchor. That when we are going through a trial, when we're going through troubles, that we need to cling to him. That we, you know, that anchor is curved. And that when you set it down, it's to help us stay in one place. And the storms of life, what are they? They shake us. They move us. But Jesus is the one that we can lay hold to. It says, "Which entereth into that within the veil." Now, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made and high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. You know something about this high priest? Over in 7, you know something that I like to think about Jesus as our high priest? Listen to this. "But this man, Jesus, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that came unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." You know, I believe that
One of the things Jesus enjoys doing is making intercession for his people. You know, there's times that we go boldly before the throne of grace. And guess who's there for us? It's Jesus. You know, there's times that, you know, you say that Jesus is our hope. How many times when you've gone and you've been troubled, that you've been worried, and you've gone and you start praying, and all those worries just go away? That there's times when you've been heartbroken, that you can feel it in your soul, and you just start praying. Or there's times when maybe you had to confess your sins, and you just start praying, and everything, you felt the burden go away. My friends, it's that intercessor. You know, and I like what it says here, that he ever liveth to maketh intercession for them. It's like, that's what he enjoys doing for us, my friends. It's just the fact that for some reason, we try to do it ourselves. We try to lean on ourselves. We try to lean on mommy and daddy. We try to lean on somebody else. But it says he ever liveth to maketh intercession for us. You see, Jesus is our hope. You know, there's times when we forget about it. There's times when we don't understand it. But he is our hope. Now, over in... Now, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to go to Romans and Elder Jesse. I told you that Elder Tim is sitting here, my good friend. But I'm going to tell you, it took me some time to appreciate this verse that I'm going to share with you. Elder Tim Montgomery said, I want to share with you some verses that helped me. And when he told me, I thought, man, how is this? Well, I'm going to share with you, and I'm just going to tell you, Elder Jazzy, I've learned through experience how these verses are encouraging. I just wanted to tell you this. Now, it's talking about justified by faith. And in verse 2, it says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh. That means it's a continuing process. We might not enjoy it at the time, but when we get through it, we're going to be able to look back and see how the Lord blessed us through our tribulations, through our trials. We may not understand it when we're going through it. We may be wondering why, but when we go through it, we need to remember, it's James that said, blessed is the man that endureth. Seems like we forget about it when we get through the afterwards. And then that tribulations worketh patience. It worketh maturity. And patience experience. What is experience? It's a series of trials. And experience, hope. You see, when we're going through our trials, when we're experiencing our tribulations, guess what? And experience hope. You know what? Our trials help us. And sometimes it makes us to realize that our hope is in Jesus. It helps us. And like I said, sometimes the Lord makes us to see that our confidence should be in Jesus and not ourselves. That sometimes that God makes us to see where our strength comes from and where our blessings come from, my friends. And it says, hope. And it says, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But you notice, hope is not first. It's not first at this list. You've got to go through a series of trials. I know that doesn't sound very good, but it's the truth. It may not sound too exciting, but I'm going to tell you this. You've got to go through tribulations. You've got to go through your patience. You've got to go through experience. Then you'll realize that after all that, our hope is Jesus. You see, our confidence is in Him because not only did He pay the price on Calvary and He saved us eternally, but if we look and we open our eyes, we'll see how He saves us each and every day. We'll see how He saves us through each trial. We just have to open our eyes and look. And then we have to be willing to give Him the glory when He does it. May God bless you is my prayer.
Amen.